A Queensland coroner has warned more Australian children will die unless state and federal governments act to reduce the risk presented by small, button-shaped batteries. The coroner today handed down findings from the inquest into the death of a four-year-old girl who swallowed one of the coin cell batteries in 2013. Aspects of her treatment were also criticised as inadequate and unreasonable. After it emerged, the girl was taken for medical treatment as many as five times. 20 Australian children present to hospitals each week after swallowing batteries. Two have died. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
Since 2013, Andrea Shoesmith has been through the sudden illness and death of her daughter, a coronial inquest, and now the findings.
I'm happy that these recommendations have come through. So, because it's been a long fight, but we're happy that changes will be made.
No one knew until it was too late that Summer Steer had swallowed a button-shaped lithium battery that was about 2 centimetres in diameter. Andrea Shoesmith doesn't know where her daughter got the coin cell battery. These are shiny, attractive to children, and widely found in toys and gadgets such as TV remote controls, cameras, musical greeting cards and hearing aids.
The most important thing, I think, is awareness and she would hopefully be saving other children's lives.
When her daughter first became unwell, she was taken to the GP and 13 days later was admitted to hospital three times on the day she died. The battery had caused internal chemical burns, perforation and hemorrhage, but was only discovered lodged in her esophagus a couple of hours before she died. Dr. Ruth Barker from the Queensland Injury Surveillance Unit was an expert witness. Outside court, she said these cases are difficult.
Primary prevention is my main focus, but I have been doing a lot of work trying to raise awareness amongst medical colleagues about what to look for, and it's incredibly difficult. I could miss one of these kids. It worries me sick.
The coroner, John Hutton, today criticised aspects of the girl's treatment as inadequate and unreasonable. GP Andrew Spall was described as a less than credible witness, and the Noosa Hospital was criticised for conducting a limited investigation. The coroner made 13 recommendations, including improvements in hospital protocols, treatment and awareness. But Mr. Hutton warned more children will die unless state and federal governments act to reduce risks associated with the batteries. He accepted it was unrealistic to ban button batteries and instead recommended the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission develop regulation for the federal government's consideration which would mandate a standard requiring all button battery compartments to be secured and child-resistant packaging. The Deputy Chairwoman of the ACCC is Delia Rickard.
We got the report today and we will actively look at that report recommendation and have a response as soon as we can. But the important thing to note is work is already happening on a voluntary basis around that.
If the coroner today recommends potential legislation down the track, realistically, how long does that take before we could see any laws?
Look, realistically, a new law in this area would probably take at least a year.
In the meantime, Delia Rickard says the ACCC will continue working with manufacturers on voluntary safety improvements regarding packaging and warnings. It intends doing a survey of manufacturer progress soon. The coroner's other recommendations included better warnings, household disposal containers, and a national battery disposal and recycling system for all handheld batteries. Summer Steer was the first Australian child to die in these circumstances. This year, a one-year-old Victorian girl also died after swallowing a battery. They're among 20 children who present to Australian hospitals each year after ingesting a battery. Dr. Ruth Barker from the Queensland Injury Surveillance Unit says parents can take action.
The message I want to get to parents is stop buying them because that's the action that you can take and that's the action that industry will listen to. And the fewer of these in our environment, the better.
Meanwhile, the little girl's mother, Andrea Shoesmith, intends to continue campaigning to raise awareness of the dangers of button batteries.
Annie Guest reporting there.